This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Eilu Oivrin BaPesach. The following mixtures contain chametz and must be destroyed before Pesach. Kutach HaBavli, Babylonian cheese dip, V'Sheicher HaModi, Median beer. In their times, other beers were made from dates. The chometz wa'adaymi, Edomite vinegar, barley, which was added to make it sour. The zisaim hamitzri, Egyptian zisom, it's a chometz mixture used to treat stomach problems. The zaymon shel tzaboyim, the following things we're going to list are pure chometz, but are hardly edible or and not entirely risen. They as well must be destroyed for Pesach. V'zoymon shel tzaboyin is bran water used by painters. V'amilon shel tabochim, chef's dough used to draw filth out from a pot. V'koylon shel seifrim, scribes' glue. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af tachshitei noshim, Reb Eliezer said that even mixtures of things that are hardly edible must be destroyed, including flour-based mixtures that women use to remove unwanted hair. Zeha klal, the general rule is that all of these things, kol shehu memin dagon, which are made out of grains, hare ze oivar ba-pesach, must be destroyed before Pesach, hare elu ba-azhara, if a person eats them, he transgresses a Torah prohibition, the ein bohem mishum koris, but he is not liable for koris as he would be for regular chametz. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, botzeg shebesidgei areva, if a dough is stuck in the crack of a kneading bowl and is left there deliberately to strengthen the bowl, if there is a kazayas in one spot, chayiv levoyer, it must be cleaned out and destroyed before Pesach. V'im lav batal b'miutai, any less than this is so small that it is negligible and is considered part of the bowl. If it wouldn't be left there to strengthen the bowl, then even the smallest amount must be destroyed, since it does not become part of the bowl. V'chein le'inyin ha'tumo, a similar distinction applies to the laws of Tumah on Pesach, in makbid olav chaitzitz, less than a kezayis, which he intends to leave there as part of the bowl, is considered part of the bowl. If something touches the dough, the entire bowl becomes tameh. V'im reitze b'ki yumoi, harihu ko'arevo. Throughout the year, when there is no prohibition of chametz, and therefore no special significance to a kazayas, if he intends to leave it there, it is considered part of the bowl and is not a chatzitza, even if it is larger than a kazayas. If he intends to remove it, it is not part of the bowl and is a chatzitza. Botzeik hacheresh, if a person has a piece of dough that is as hard as earthenware, im yesh kayotze bay shehichmitz hare ze oser, and he cannot tell if it became chametz, he should find a second piece of dough that was made at the same time. If the second dough shows signs of chametz, then the first one is presumably chametz too. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Ketzed Mafrishin Chala Betuma Beyantiv. Since Tamei Chala may not be burnt on Yantiv, one must leave it until after Yantiv to be burnt. On Pesach, that is impossible since it would become Chametz in the meantime. So the question Mishnah asks is, how does one separate Tamei Chala on Yantiv of Pesach? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Tikra Lo Shem, Ad Shete Ofe. Rabbi Eliezer said that first all the dough should be baked into matzahs, and then one of the matzahs separated as challah to be burnt after Yantiv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Tatil Batzainain. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that challah should be separated from the dough, and then left in cold water to prevent it from rising. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, lo zehu chometz shemuzharin olav bebal yeroeh ubebal yemotzei. Reb Yehoshua said that after a piece of dough is designated as challah, it belongs to Hashem and is no longer in his possession. Ela mafrishata umaninachda ad ho'erev ve'em hechmitza hechmitza. Therefore, it may be left to become chametz and then burnt after yantiv. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtes Psachim Perik Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Rabban Gamliel Oimer, Shalosh Noshim, Loshois, Ka'achas, Va'oifais, Betaner Echod, Zu, Achar Zu. Rabban Gamliel said, up to three women may make matzahs at once, waiting their turn to use the same oven one after the other. V'chachomim Oimerim, Shalosh Noshim, Oiskois, Ba'botzek, Achas, Loshe, Va'achas, Oreches, Va'achas, Oifo. The Chachamim said that in order to prevent interruptions in which time the dough could rise, they must stagger their work. Therefore, as the third woman kneads her dough, the second flattens her dough into matzahs, and the first one bakes it. Rebbe Akiva Omer, lo kol hanoshim, v'lo kol ha'etzim, v'lo kol ha'tanoirim shavin. Rebbe Akiva said that it all depends on the speed of the bakers, the quality of the wood, and the heat of the oven. Ze haklal tofach tiltosh bitzainain. The general rule is that if she sees that her dough is starting to rise, she should rub it with cold water to prevent it from rising. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtes Psachim Perik Gimel Mishnah Hey Seor Yisareif V'ha'oichloi Potter. As the dough begins to rise, there are varying degrees of chametz. The what's called Seor stage must be burnt, but a person who eats it is not liable for karis since it is not yet fully chametz. Siduk Yisareif V'ha'oichloi Chayv Karis. Though what's called the siduk stage is fully chametz, it must be burnt, and a person who eats it is liable for karis. Ezehu seor kekarne chagovim. Seor dough has scattered cracks here and there, as thin as the antenna of grasshoppers. Siduk shenis arvu sidokov ze boze. Siduk dough has so many cracks that they cross one another. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim oimrim ze voze ha'oichloi chayv karis. According to the Chachamim, both of these are considered siduk, for which a person is liable karis. V'ezehu seor. Kol shehichsifu fanav ka'odam sha'amdu sa'araisav. Seor is when the outer crust of the dough turns pale, like the face of a person whose hair stands on end from fear. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtus Psachim, Perik Gimel Mishnah Vav. Arba osa shechalies bashabos, when the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos. Mevarim es hakol melefnei haShabbos divrei Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, all the chametz must be destroyed before Shabbos begins, except what is needed for the Shabbos meals. V'chachomim oimrim bizmanon. The Chachomim said that it may be left until the 14th. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok oimer teruma melefnei haShabbos v'chulin bizmanon. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok said that truma chametz must be destroyed before Shabbos, since it is harder to dispose of it on Shabbos, whereas regular chametz may be kept until Shabbos, since whatever is left after the Shabbos meal may be fed to the dogs. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtes Psachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Ha'hoylich Lishchet es Pischai. On Erev Pesach, if a person is on the way to slaughter his Korban Pesach, V'lomol es Benai, to give his son a bris milah, le'echol sudas erisin bebeis chamov, or eat an engagement meal in his father-in-law's home, all of which are mitzvahs, v'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz b'toch beisai, and then remembers that he still has chametz in his house, im yochel lachzer ulevayer v'lachzer l'mitzvosai, yachzer v'yivareim, if he has time to return home to destroy it and then return to do the mitzvah, he should do so. V'im lav mevatlai b'libai, otherwise he should continue on towards the mitzvah and just rely on bittul chametz. Lahatzel min hanachrim, if he is on the way to rescue people from marauding armies, umin hanohar, from flood, umin halistim, from bandits, in hadleka, from a fire, umin hamapiles, or a collapsed building, yevatel belibai, he should not return home to destroy it, even if he thinks he has time to do both, since life is at stake. He should just rely on bittul chametz. V'lishbais shvisas harshos, if he is on the way to establish a tchum, which is the 2,000 amma travel limit, whose center is his location at the beginning of Yontiv, in order to walk on Yontiv to something that is not a mitzvah, yachzer miyad, he must return immediately and destroy the chametz. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Psachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, V'chein mi sheyotze mirushalayim, v'nizkar sheyesh biyadoy besar kodesh, if a person accidentally carried korban meat outside of Yerushalayim, which rendered it pasul, im avar tzayfim, if he passed out of sight of Yerushalayim, sarfai b'mkaymai, he may burn it where he is, v'im lav, if he is still within sight of Yerushalayim, chayzer v'sarfai lifnei habira me'atzei hamarocha, he must go back and burn it next to the Beis HaMikdash using the wood of the Mizbeach, v'ad kama hein chayzerin, for how much chametz or how much meat is he required to return? Remeir Omer, ze vaze bekabeitza. Remeir said, in either case, a kabeitza, an excise. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ze vaze bekazayas. Rabbi Yehuda said, in either case, a kazayas, an olive size. Vechachamim Omerim, besar kodesh bekazayas. Vechamet bekabeitza. The Chachamim said, a kazayas of meat and the kabeitza of chametz, since we are more stringent in matters regarding the Beis HaMikdash. That's the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.